The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday. I am thrilled, Steve Miggs, that my voice has made what appears to be a recovery, or at least a partial recovery.
I kind of missed the voice. I was on the verge of cracking at any given moment.
That was so insane.
And it's always worse in your head than, I mean, it was bad, don't get me wrong. It was bad. But it always sounds worse in your head, because there have been times where I'm like, oh man, this is rough. And then I go back and listen to like a clip, and I'm like, oh, it's not nearly as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to use my diaphragm, not push with my neck, you know, all the strategies.
What?
Push with your diaphragm and not through your neck.
Speak through your stomach?
Yeah.
I've always, I need to go to like a voice. I think it might be too late. I mean, at this point, but.
You're
like,
uncoachable.
Whenever I MC events or I'm a ring announcer, by the end of the night, my voice is just gone. And then you see the lead singer of Hatebreed, and he's doing like a tour of like 50 dates. Every day he's out there screaming bloody murder, and his voice seems to be fine.
You might need him to coach you.
Now, that would be pretty awesome. Vocal lessons from the dude from Hatebreed. Jamie Josta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be the dopest.
Okay.
Let's inform these fine rockaholics.
The dopest.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMB is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, it's National Nut Day.
What? Ooh.
So, if you had to pick, besides, of course,
these nuts,
what would you say is your favorite nut?
Okay.
I want to see if it matches, because they have a poll that they did, and they have, I don't think anyone's going to pick number one.
At Costco, you can get the butter toffee cashews, and it has changed the cashew game for me. So I'm team cashews lately.
Costco's also got like it's like their praline pecans.
Yes.
And that is like just a bucket of crack, basically. All right, Danny, what are you going with?
Almond, just a straight old almond.
Almond?
Yeah.
Boring.
Wow.
He's nut shaming you?
Not even like honey roasted almonds?
No, just regular old almonds.
Salted almonds?
Nah.
Wow.
I just like almonds. I like to get almonds and then like crack them open and just eat them. They're the best.
Says you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
All right, Sarah.
I'm a salted cashew girl.
Yeah.
But I like salted almonds too. I like honey roasted peanuts.
Those are so good.
I know.
Well, number one, pistachios.
Oh, yeah. I'll mess with the pistachios.
Pistachios are so good.
So good.
Gotta work for them.
You can also buy them already shelled.
Yeah.
But then they're like so little and then you just eat the whole bag.
That's kind of the point.
Oh. No, not number one.
I remember when I was a kid, the pistachios, they had like the red dye. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
And those were always great because my mom was very territorial about her pistachio nuts. She loved them. Aww. And she would be like, who ate my pistachios? And I'd be like putting my hands in my pockets. I'm like, no idea. I think it was Greg. Totally Greg. Check his fingers. I bet they're red. My pick for the best nut of all time? Donuts.
Oh, sorry. Good one.
That was not a good one. Well, I'm gonna my dad jokes. Come on. I think Tatum would like that.
I literally was like, if he's about to say walnut, I'm gonna punch him in his face.
Why would I say walnut?
Because I don't know, but you're a weirdo. And that's like the worst nut ever. So I thought maybe you'd say that.
At least I didn't say almonds.
Yeah, that's true.
Although walnuts on a pumpkin pie, pretty freaking awesome, I have to say.
No.
All right, let's move on. I don't know if anybody's excited about the World Series, but of course, Yankees fans and Dodgers fans are, of course, excited. I mean, you got the two big cities, big states that are going to be having this World Series, and apparently, you're going to have to dole out some big cash if you want to go to these games. They're already showing on the secondary market. The average is about $1,000 for like a cheap seat, like up in the higher 300 level. If you want to get close, some of these tickets are going for $45,000.
Well, let's get two.
Yeah, why not? And a plane ticket.
Yeah, that's painful. Speaking of pain, a Seattle woman was bitten by a coyote while trying to rescue her dog from its jaws. And this was in Queen Anne. They're just coming into backyards everywhere.
We just heard a story about this happening recently, and it wasn't in Queen Anne. I think it was like in Magnolia.
Yeah, they're very brazen these days. So they say that she sustained some non-life-threatening injuries to both her arm and her head and was taken to the hospital. The police responded, but the coyote was never located. So, you know, just be careful out there with the wild animals coming into the cities.
All right, I have a question for you, or I'm going to put you on the spot, because I saw that the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, they gave you a tip on how to deal with coyotes. And what they said is if you're encountering a coyote, you need to act aggressively if approached by one, and that will get them to, like, run off. Mm. All right, okay. So, Taryn, I'm a coyote. What are you going to do to me? Yeah, you're dead.
I'm going to get an anvil.
Oh,
drop it on your head.
That works every time.
Yeah. Beep, beep.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let's move on. Sarah, I don't know any of the nightclubs, I think, in Seattle anymore, but apparently there's a nightclub. Have you been there called Aura? It's in Belltown.
I probably have.
Okay.
Let's get real.
Well, apparently they're in some problem. They're having some issues with ASCAP, which is the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. That's like the group that makes sure that you can't just play music and not compensate the artist mm-hmm. for the music that you're playing. And I always forget that at clubs, they have to pay those fees to play music at their clubs. Otherwise, you get fined and in trouble for that. And apparently, Aura's has been like, yeah, screw you. ASCAP hasn't been doing it, according to some stories. And they keep getting threatened to be fined and all that kind of stuff. So now it's getting to the point where they're, I guess, ASCAP's considering legal actions to be able to get them to pay the money that they're supposed to be paying for the artists that they're playing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
A New Zealand
Not
airport.
Walnuts, of course.
A New Zealand airport has introduced a 3-minute limit for farewells at the drop-off area. You can only hug for 3 minutes. Aww. Here is a news report on why.
One airport in New Zealand is putting a timer on those long goodbyes. Signs posted at the drop-off area at an airport in New Zealand let people know they have just 3 minutes to hug their loved ones. For those who want more time, the airport directs people to the parking lot where they can get 15 minutes to hug it out.
And then if you want to go even further, they have a couple nearby hotels where you can hug it out for, you know, 30 minutes.
By the hour.
By the hour. That is insane. Hey, the Kraken, they're playing tonight at home, taking on the stupid Colorado Avalanche.
I already bought a ticket, Steve. We're sitting ringside.
Oh, are we going?
Yeah.
I need to text my wife and tell her plans have changed. Tatum's going to have to do ballet without me. Hey, weather hitting a high of 57 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Sub Above, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, we paid tribute to Seattle broadcasting legend Tony Ventrella, and we played back an interview where he shared what his favorite interview was.
And it was a bonkers one. It involved a grunting man.
Well, we found the interview, Steve Miggs, and it's just as crazy as he described it. You're going to hear all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we were talking about the passing of Seattle broadcasting great Tony Ventrella, and we played Chris Egan from King 5's tribute that he had done about Tony.
Did a great piece. It's on King 5's YouTube page, or if you just find Chris Egan on social media, he shared it as well. It's a touching tribute to him.
And there was a clip of Tony Ventrella sharing what his favorite memory was, and we have that audio.
My most fun interview ever was with George the Animal Steel at the old arena. So I'm over there in the ring.
And for those that don't know, George Animal Steel is like an old school pro wrestler. He was known for just being an animal. Like, he just didn't talk. And if he spoke, it was just like one word. He was super hairy. He had a green tongue. He would bite the turnbuckle. He was kind of like this scary dude when you're a kid. But so, and apparently Tony was a huge wrestling fan, because I have a lot of people from the Pacific Northwest that have been putting up tributes saying, hey, thanks for putting a light on pro wrestling back in the day, because he would always talk about it.
With George the Animal Steel, and he comes in, and he was in character. He played, you know, he played this kind of gorilla guy. He was actually a very smart man. And he's, you know, he's growling at me. And we finished the interview, and at the end, he turns to me and he goes, how was that? Was that okay, Tony? I'm going, wait a second. What just happened here?
And so then we ended up finding the interview on YouTube. Thank you, Internet.
And just to preface it, before we listen to George the Animal Steel, remember, like, on the side, when he wasn't a pro wrestler, he was like an elementary school or high school level teacher.
The best show in all of professional wrestling is in town tonight. It starts at 7:30. It's the World Wrestling Federation. George the Animal Steel will be in the ring tonight, as a matter of fact.
You in ring.
Yes, he's in the
ring. You in ring.
And we've got a chance to interview...
Aaron's face is so great. This guy's just barking. He's shirtless and he's super hairy. He's standing next to Tony Ventrella, who's like all suited
polished.
Up. Yeah, in a wrestling ring.
And we've got a chance to interview George the Animal Steele because, yes, I am in the ring and we're in the ring together.
USO!
Well, George, I...
It's crazy that as a kid, I believed that he actually was an animal.
Oh, my God. I wrestled as a kid, but as an adult, I'd just rather not, to be honest with you.
George, wrestle!
Yeah, I know you wrestle, but I don't. We need...
See!
Yeah, we need...
See!
Of course, you're one of the stars of the WWF,
you,
and I think
you,
we...
You do sports!
That's very good, and we are the number one station in town. Well, thank you very much.
Nice flex by Tony right there. We're the top station in town. Screw it, everybody.
Well, thank you very much. George the Animal Steele, our live guest tonight. No, he is not wearing a shirt.
At that moment, he tapped George on the back, and I think he realized rather quickly that was a terrible idea because he was sweaty and hairy.
7:30. There are tickets available.
Warm.
Yeah, me too, George.
And the look on the anchor's face when they went back to them, they're just like, poor Tony.
What just happened?
Poor Tony.
Dude, but he's so hairy. Right? I'm literally looking up a picture right now, and I'm like, wow, that name is perfect for him.
It's next level hairy.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine touching that and him being wet.
Oh, dude, once he tapped him, like, you can kind of look at, like, Tony looks at his hands like, why did I do that?
Oh.
But I thought it was kind of funny because, like, you know, he talks about how, like, George was like, then once the cameras were off, he just kind of like burst the bubble for him. And I was like, man, I was a kid going to a wrestling show. George the Animal Steele was the reason why I realized that wrestling wasn't real.
Oh.
My dad somehow got the hookup for like some really good parking tickets. I don't know. I don't remember how I was a kid. And we were going to like, I think it was the Meadowlands Arena in New Jersey. And we pull into this parking lot. We got there early because I wanted to be there early. I was so fired up. And pulling in right next to us was George the Animal Steele. And the dude was driving. And I'm like, how is the animal? How is this guy who, you heard the interview, how is this guy able to drive? And he's also driving this car that was so small. And he's such a big guy. It's like almost like a Mini Cooper sized car.
Like a clown car.
And he's hunched over and he's like stuck in it. And then he gets out of the car. And who gets out of the car with him? The guy he was wrestling that night. And I was devastated. I'm like, what? And my dad had to have that moment to like kind of like, okay, I hate to burst your bubble, but this is that moment right now that, hey, wrestling isn't what you think it was.
That's going to make me cry for you, Steve.
It's okay. I went back to believing it was real again.
And here we are.
But I thought it'd be kind of fun because not wrestling related, but just in anything. Like, I bet people have stories of like that moment in their life when they realize, oh, my bubble was just burst.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap. Like, what I thought was real all this time wasn't, or what I thought was X all this time was actually Y.
So, Rockaholics, if you've had one of those moments in life where the bubble was burst, like poor Steve Miggs had his bubble burst all those years ago, give us a call and tell us about that moment for you. 206-803-ROCK. All we ask is that there's no holiday chat.
Yeah, holidays are, we're not anywhere near Christmas time, so we don't need to talk about Christmas stuff.
So when was your bubble
wink,
burst?
Wink.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Miggs Show.
We have all had those moments in life where the bubble was burst.
Yes.
Where you find out that something just isn't as it seems. So what was that moment for you? 206-803-ROCK. Jimmy from Olympia, tell us about your sister.
So I have an older sister who is adopted from Germany, and she was my entire life growing up. So she has webbed toes and webbed fingers, and my mom and dad would both always tell me that she was a mermaid. And I grew up in Michigan, and they always said that's why we lived in Michigan, was so that she wouldn't touch salt water and turn back into a mermaid. And I was probably about 13, 14.
Your parents did this to you?
Yes, my parents did this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and I was about 13 or 14 years old, and I came home from school, and I said something about how my sister was a mermaid, and my dad looks at me, he's like, you still believe that, dummy? But I believe that my older sister was a mermaid for the first 14 years of my life.
So was your sister in on this joke, too? Like, or did she not know? Like, did they say, don't tell your sister that you know that she's a mermaid, or how'd that work?
Oh, no, she was definitely in. She always kept, like, a little jar of salt next to the bathtub to make it look like a saltwater bath. And, yeah. They went all out for it.
Jimmy, do you still talk to your family? Because I feel like at that point, like, I'm done with all of you.
Yeah, I still talk to them. I'm pretty gullible, so they get me still sometimes.
Oh, no.
Jimmy, you rock. That's a great story.
Yeah, they even sell those, like, mermaid tails. You can really be a mermaid if you want to be. Steve from Puyallup, tell us what happened when you went to the Acropolis.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm not a big strip club guy,
So my friends take me to the Acropolis for bachelor parties. And I was sitting there enjoying my delicious steak bites, and that was when I realized stripper poles spin.
Dude, it took me until, like, I don't want to say it, in the last few years when I realized, me too, not a big strip club guy myself, but that the stripper poles actually do spin. That blew my mind.
Yeah, it totally ruined the night for me.
Oh, no.
You're like, damn it, I thought these girls were working harder than they are.
I want to go home.
Well, you could see, like, the handprint on the stripper pole, like, slowly rotating. I was like, ugh, that thing is dirty.
Yeah, yeah. It's always the tough. I think the worst job for a strip club is the person has to go up there with, like, the cleaning spray and the rag and clean the pole on the floor. I'm like, oh, that's a tough job.
A lot of them do it themselves. And I will say, all stripper poles don't spin.
I was going to say they spin?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them do. The one I have, though, does not.
So then you can risk getting, like, you know, like, rubbed raw.
Oh, Steve, you have no idea how many, when I went to pole classes, the amount of bruises you get in between your thighs is...
Do they use, like, baby powder?
Oh, yeah, we use all the things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, my pole doesn't spin, but it's, I mean, that's why they're going so fast. They're not actually doing that themselves.
For the longest time, I thought they were, Danny, and I was just like, that is amazing.
Oh my God.
These girls are just flying.
Look at Danny's... Bubble has been burst right now.
Yeah. I think he's about to cry.
Yeah. You just made this.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Danny, just take the rest of the day off.
All
I'm
these
sorry.
Years, you thought that the stripper pole didn't spin.
I really did.
No, if you try to spin on that thing, you guys will go very, very fast, too. You're like, oh, this isn't so hard.
Yeah, all these years, I thought I wasn't really had the makeup to be a stripper. Now I realize I do.
Anyone has the makeup to be a stripper, Steve.
Rockaholics, we need somebody who is brave enough to try to burst Steve's bubble because he thinks he's so smart every day. He's got a record of 293 wins, 88 losses, and 51 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.